Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Kinexus Continuous Improvement Podcast. I'm Mark Graben. Today, we are doing a preview of our next webinar. It's a panel discussion webinar format. It's titled Cultivating a Culture of Learning from Mistakes. It's going to be held Thursday, July 27th, 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern. If you are able to join us live, you can register for that at kinexus.com/webinars or look in the show notes or the video description for the specific link. If you are listening to or watching this after July 27th, you'll be able to go check out the recording either through this podcast feed or the YouTube channel. So I'm really excited. We're going to have four panelists from Kinexus. We're joined by one of those panelists today for the quick preview. But on Thursday, we're going to have Kim Giuliotti. She's the Director of Product for Kinexus. Maggie Millard, Vice President of Customer Experience. Linda Vaccaro, Senior Lean Strategist. And joining us today, Greg Jacobson, one of the co-founders and our CEO. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. I'm really, really excited about our panel coming up. I think it's a compelling topic. I think what's interesting is we have a number of people that are joining that have 10, 15 years or 15 plus years of experience in some really varied areas, right? We have someone that has a lot of lean background in multiple different industries. We have someone who, that of course is Linda Vaccaro, and then Kim Giuliotti. Interestingly enough, she was going down the PhD route, and kind of fell into product and has 10 plus years of experience with product. And then Maggie Millard, who has probably done every job here at Kinexus, and we always joke we'll all be working for Maggie someday. But yeah, really a provocative conversation.
Yeah, we're going to be talking a lot, I think, about the culture at Kinexus, which I've tried to highlight in different ways. I think it's a noteworthy environment to try to share. But yeah, I think we'll all have opportunities to kind of reflect on other workplaces and common themes and common threads of not just learning from Kinexus, but what others can do to try to have a culture of learning from mistakes.
I think it's interesting. I'm just thinking a little bit about kind of my thoughts here. So one, your podcast has really got me thinking a lot about mistakes when you had me on it. I should just mention the book that you have that just came out, The Mistakes That Make Us.
Funny you should mention. Here, I'll hold a copy. I have a copy handy. There we go. Yeah.
But artistry on that, by the way. I'm very, very crafty. But I think it's interesting. There used to be in the startup kind of culture or startup community, there maybe it was what, 4, 5, 6 years ago, there everyone was talking about failure I don't ever invest in someone that has a startup unless they failed a couple times, and that always really frustrated me because failure is something I'm never looking for failure or want failure. Obviously, we can't be afraid to move forward because of failure. But I really like the fact that you have gotten really curious about mistakes.
Yeah,
because mistakes feel they have less weight than failure. I mean, failure seems so like mistake, and the mistake feels like, oh, it's something that happens, and oh, let's go explore it, and let's see what we can learn from it. And so I think there's just a huge amount that we can think about and learn from mistakes.
Yeah, failure is, I think, very like absolute sounding, where I think if we're able to learn from mistakes and adjust, we can prevent big failures, or we can maybe have small scale failures. You're right. There's a lot of this language, Silicon Valley language or tech startup language. Fail early, fail often. Like I don't want to fail often, right? I mean, maybe fail early, learn, improve, pivot, whatever word you want to use. Like fail early, then succeed.
Right. Or maybe just instead of, I think what it. Now that I'm thinking about it, as we're talking through it, I think that there is in the startup world, you envision kind of going down these routes, these paths. And if you have some kind of, like, if you're omniscient and you knew where the path was going to end up, instead of having to go down the 10 miles, the 20 miles, the 100 miles of the path, and then find out you're not in a good place, I think the thought there would be, oh, if you could somehow figure out in the first mile or the second mile. But that's just not how life works, right? In one, there isn't some set path, right? We talk about lean, we talk about continuous improvement, we talk about that being a journey. And a journey really signifies that there is an infinite number of places that you could end up going. And so I still want to say that I do not like the concept of fail early, fail fast. And I really like the concept of not being paralyzed by indecision. Recognize you are going to make mistakes. You'll probably make numerous mistakes throughout the day. I made a mistake of sitting on a chair that has this weird squeak and I can't move in my chair.
You're doing a good job of keeping still. I haven't heard it.
So I think I'm really excited to, I've read different parts of the book coming out, but I'm really excited to dive into, the entire text. Oh, and you had just mentioned not to bring up your book again and go backwards in our conversation.
Okay. But,
had done the audio aspects of that. What mistakes happened there that you learned?
Oh, you cut out with that last part. What mistakes did I learn from what?
Mistakes happen when you did the audio portion that you learned from that for your next book. I'm already talking about your next book.
No.
Or maybe mistakes that happen that you could bring into your podcasting realm and your webinar realm and improve those.
Yeah. I mean, I'm personally not real shy about admitting mistakes, especially when there's something to be learned from them. I've made a lot of podcasting mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes with the book, and you catch a lot of those mistakes. You know, there's professional copy editing and there's proofreading. And then when I sat down or I was standing up in a sound booth to really read through the book for the purposes of doing audio recording, we found on average maybe like one little mistake per chapter that still got through the proofreading. Like minor stuff, but okay, well, you make a note and you record it the way it should be. And then there's a cycle of iteration now with the book in Kindle format and print formats. In a print-on-demand world, the book is like software. You can put out a new release. None of the mistakes were bad enough to like try to recall what was already out there. But yeah, so then there were mistakes that were found, and then there were mistakes made in the course of reading. Mistakes that I would notice and go back and, we would redo. There would be mistakes the audio engineer noticed that I hadn't noticed. So he would stop me and would go try again. But then as he was going through and doing the editing, he found 6 or 7 little tiny minor things that I actually had to come back into the studio then to reread. He'll do the editing and fix it. And it's just like saying one word when I should have said another word. Like if you're reading smoothly, you're looking ahead a little bit of not just word. But then I think inevitably sometimes your brain gets, your mouth gets ahead of your eyes or vice versa. And I just read the wrong word. So all fixable. And I'd say those are little mistakes, but there was no failure. I wouldn't call it that.
Yeah, I think it's important. If you're creating a culture, I don't want to go as far as to say to celebrate mistakes, but I do think I'd go as far as to say to celebrate learning from mistakes.
Yes.
Not, I think that it's a slight nuance there,
yes.
But that's important because all of a sudden now a mistake becomes an opportunity for not only for yourself, but for your entire team or even the entire company to learn from and hopefully not do again. So,
yeah. And celebrating the learning and the progress. I think we can strike the right balance. There's some settings. I mean, you still work as a ER doc, and you actually lended an example. It's in the book of giving the wrong dose of a medication to a patient. you don't want to, I mean, those are things we would consider preventable. We don't want to quote unquote celebrate it, but we certainly need to make sure people feel open to disclose what happens so that we can learn from it and prevent the next version of that error that could be really harmful to a patient. We can celebrate the learning.
And that's such a great example of oftentimes the mistake can uncover a process issue.
Right.
That even though that mistake, even though you gave 800 milligrams of ibuprofen and you only meant to give 400 milligrams, the chance that was going to like create negative impact to your patient is pretty low. But you know, maybe it's not ibuprofen. You know, maybe it's a cardiac arrhythmic medication that, you know, doubling the dose of literally could kill someone.
Yeah.
And that same process problem that happened that led you to go from 800 to 400 of ibuprofen would be the exact same process that could allow you to double a cardiac medication.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think there's different types of mistakes. And I tried to explore this in the book of some of the nuance of, let's say, a mistake in a repeatable manufacturing process that would cause a quality problem, or a mistake in a healthcare process. Those are a different environment than when we're trying to innovate or do things in a new way, where the risk of a quote unquote mistake is low. Like, you know, if we don't celebrate, maybe, you know, we could embrace or even cherish those mistakes. And I've so many guests who've come on My Favorite Mistake have said, you know, if you're not making any mistakes, you're not really innovating. And I think for, you know, that context matters sometimes too.
You're probably not only not innovating, but you're probably not being honest with yourself or the like. I just humans are fallible, and to say that someone makes no mistakes,
yeah,
absolutist, it always makes you raise an eyebrow.
Yeah. So I will point in the show notes again, Greg's episode when he was a guest on My Favorite Mistake. And, you know, usually people have one story, sometimes two. You know, Greg, you were an overachiever. You had five favorite mistakes that we'll encourage people to go and listen to. And it's not that the episode was five times longer than usual, but you shared a lot.
Yeah, I don't remember the five mistakes I gave. I feel like one of them was go do your own due diligence. Don't make a decision because someone else made the decision. I remember that one.
One was about read. I think you said in the past you didn't read enough.
Oh, yeah. The thing is, the way I've solved that, Mark, interestingly enough, is that I have turned to a habit of listening. And so now with the amount of podcasts and the amount of audiobooks, it's really allowed me to solve that mistake, if you will. And I'm able to consume way more than I would have ever. I think someone may have been about giving feedback early. I don't know if that was one of them. That's a mistake I had made in the past. And I try not to do that again. So it sounds like I might need to go back to that episode and remember. I always think you have five fingers on a hand, assuming you are phenotypically the way most humans are, then why not have five mistakes that you get right?
So I'll put a link to that episode again. And, you know, there are stories, some of which we might touch on during the panel on Thursday, or at least to talk about the culture. And, you know, there are some of those stories in the book. The book, again, is The Mistakes That Make Us. You know, thank you, Greg, and others at Kynexus who are working to cultivate this culture and helping generate stories that help illustrate that culture. So happy to be able to share that with people. And I hope it's helpful and inspiring. Again, like, no company's perfect. I mean, I feel safe saying this to Greg as a co-founder and CEO. Kynexus isn't perfect. Nobody's perfect, but there are good things going on, and we'll continue cultivating the garden, if you will, right?
Absolutely. Well, I hope this has compelled you enough to listen into the longer form, and probably with smarter people, we're bringing in some people to round this out that I think have some varied experience and will add to this conversation quite nicely.
Yeah. So again, that's going to be Thursday, July 27th, 1 o'clock Eastern, panel discussion on cultivating a culture of learning from mistakes, myself, Greg, three Kinexians, three other Kinexians, leaders and senior leaders in the organization. And then I'm going to throw this out as a teaser for Thursday, because I love, there's something Greg shared with me that I quoted him as saying in the book. I agree with the statement. I'm going to ask Greg to elaborate on Thursday in the panel. You can't have a culture of continuous improvement without learning from mistakes.
I summed it up quite nicely, and we'll do exploring that further and really unpacking that. So thank you, Mark, for putting this on and making this happen. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. So again, you can go to kinexus.com/webinars. If you're listening or watching before July 27th, you can look for the registration link. If you're finding this afterwards, you want to go check out that longer discussion, you'll be able to find it in the Kinexus webinar library. Go to kinexus.com/webinars, look for the big old button that says webinar recording library. So Greg, thank you for doing the preview today, and thanks in advance for Thursday.
Thank you, Mark, and I'll see you next time.
Next time.